That sounds good. That's some finger-picking good music right there. You're tuned in to Rosie on the House, where we're talking everything stone and tile with Ralph Williamson, the executive director of the Ceramic Tile and Stone Association. Ralph and I met each other while serving together on a board at the Register of Contractors. I was there probably for about the last 6 or 7 years they were there. Ralph was there for almost 30 years. So you hit the valley in 79. You've been in trades ever since.
I was in a trades back in Cleveland also.
Yeah. And I was asking him off the air. I said, "Now, Ralph, you've been in the trades here that long?" I got in the trades about 72 as a lather in the stucco industry.
Right.
And we've seen a few ups and downs. And I asked Ralph, in our combined experience, have you ever seen a labor shortage like you see today?
And my answer was never.
It's unbelievable right now.
It's just very difficult to find qualified anybody. I don't care if you're tile, drywall, electrician, plumbers. Everybody needs help.
We had a gentleman write in this week. Said, "I heard your broadcast. I'm 21. I've been working at Walmart since I was 16. I'm ready to..."
Now, don't give his name and number out.
He's in Tucson. You have to recruit him to Phoenix if you wanted him.
Yeah, but he wanted to know. He said, "I've been working retail sales, and I want to get in the trades." Man, you'll be a big welcome, Matt.
All I can tell you is fill out your resume and just you go to our website, go to find a trusted partner. Put in your city and don't select a category. Just leave it all categories and hit search. And
you can pick where you want to work and what kind of work you. If you want to be a remodeler in Prescott, Tom would hire you tomorrow. Pick your choice.
And the map location will show up. Just start driving each one of those drop points on the map and introduce yourself. I'm ready to work. Eager to learn. I can't imagine you'd have to hit 4 or 5 of those before someone picked you up.
Yeah.
That many.
Yeah.
You pass a background check and show up on time, you've got half the job already tackled, because the great majority of the people we're interviewing now can't do either one of those two things.
No.
So anyway, okay, so Ralph, we were talking about ceramic tile. We were talking about trends. It's my personal opinion. Nobody ever asks me to design anything, but the most popular floor we see going down right now in hard surfaces is the wood simulated tile product. I personally believe that that's going to be kind of a trendy thing, and I don't know what's coming next, but people ask me all the time, don't let me make a mistake. And I tell them, just be very careful with that selection. Let's talk a little bit about how to quality control a tile job once it's down. Because in this labor shortage, it's even more important to know what a good and a bad job look like.
Well, there's a couple of things. Number one is the placement of the grout. You can't have low grout joints, and that's getting to be a big, big problem from what I see. And especially with I mentioned before, rectified tiles. Rectified tile is a cut tile out of a sheet of porcelain, and there is a sharp edge there, and that grout has to be to the top of the tile, or when you're walking out in the middle of the night or going to the bathroom or a pop or something out of the refrigerator, you're going to cut your feet. So make sure the grout is up high. Some of the plank tiles have a small radius to them, then the grout should be up to the bottom of that radius. And then, of course, the lower the grout joint, the more dirt or contamination is going to collect in those areas.
Man, and people, I always tell people, look, go to the inside corners of your rooms and see how far the grout is piled up in the corner. Right?
Well, yeah, that's the excess.
Go to that inside corner and take your credit card and lay it down and push the edges of your credit card to the baseboard and see if it will lay flat. I am just nuts over those piles of grout that pile up at inside corners.
Well, you hit on my favorite subject. Grout shouldn't be there in the first place. That should be a sealant to allow for a movement joint.
On that back inside corner.
On the back inside corners, yeah.
Can you tile over a cracked concrete floor? I don't think we're going to have time to... Yeah, we do. Go ahead. Can you tile... I don't think we do. We're not going to have time to cover it in the thoroughness I want to cover. Because a lot of times you pick carpet up and you find a crack going right down the middle of this particular floor.
Or you're ripping out a ceramic tile job because there's a crack all the way through it, transcribed through the concrete slab below it.
Yeah, and the crack's telegraphed all the way through the tile. Yeah. So what to do now? So we're going to talk about the tricks of the trade on how to handle that. We've got Cameron in Phoenix has a question. He's on hold, and Brian as well. So we're going to take a short break. We're going to catch up with bottom of the hour news, and we're going to come back with Ralph Williamson from the Ceramic Tile and Stone Association. He's the executive director. He's been in that particular trade since 79 here in the Valley. We originally met, like I said, at the Registrar Contractors Industry Advisory Council. And when it came to ceramic tile, when it came to grout, and the other question I'm asked all the time, Ralph, we'll have to talk about this as well, so the cracks in the floor and sealing. Do I or don't I seal? And should it be included in the price of the bid? When should it be done? And how much should it cost? All of this. If you got a question, give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. Cameron, Brian, y'all hang on. We'll get to you right after the break.